Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bernstein and McKnight, Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score. It's a sad morning for baseball fans in Chicago with the passing of Ed Farmer last night, but there is more going on as well, and we're going to be handling all of it throughout the remainder of this show. We're on between 9 and noon here on Sports Radio 670. We are joined now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, by former Cub Ryan Dempster. You can follow him on Twitter at Dempster46. He of the Marquee Sports Network. Ryan, how are you today?
Good. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Okay, sad about the passing of Ed Farmer, who was a colleague on these airwaves and for some on other stations as well. So it's a longtime voice. It's a void when a baseball presence like that's no longer with us.
Yeah, for sure. I was speaking with one of your producers there, and he asked about my relationship with him, and I through passing and playing games and the occasional conversation, but you could see so easily how appreciated he was by so many people, just by the laughs that were going on the field when he's talking to people and the people that gravitated around him and towards him. And it sucks, man. Life sucks when that happens, when people pass away and good people like that, and like you said, a colleague and a friend. And my condolences go out to his entire family.
Yeah, Ryan, I'm sure there's a lot of people who hang around baseball for a good long time, whether they be broadcasters or scouts or members of the front office, and Ed was all of those things. Some guys lose their love for the game just a little bit, even though they're around it. Ed was absolutely not one of those guys, and I would imagine that just having had a couple of conversations perhaps with him, or even, like you say, seen him talk with other people, it was obvious to anybody who ever came across Ed Farmer that love for the game never left him at all. He was just so much about the sport of baseball.
Yeah, well, and two, from listening to him talk and things like that, when you talk about the love for the game, some people, especially older players, at times we have love for the game of our generation and the moment when we played it, and some guys have a tough time letting that go. And true baseball fans and ones who adapt and love the game for its purity, no matter what era it's in, is a guy like Ed Farmer, who, talked greatly about the game now as well as, the game when he played, and just really loved and was passionate about the game of baseball. And the conversations I did have with him, that came across very genuinely.
Well, I have to say, you helped accomplish the near impossible yesterday, Ryan, where after you did the video of those shoulder exercises for pitchers, the different aspects of the deltoid, I was able to actually get my kid off of Fortnite for like 5 minutes to have him come. I said, look, you need to be doing these workouts. Coach wants you to do these workouts, so just get a look at what's going on here to get some idea what you can do. Because I did not know the one that you did with the thumbs up, that and how important that is, because I'd seen it with the hand turned sideways, but Ryan put out about a 2-minute video using cans of Progresso soup, but just sort of low weight, high rep, so some younger pitchers can keep their arms in shape. That was very helpful.
Yeah, no, I'm glad it was helpful, and I'm glad I could get him to take that little break because it's hard to get off those screens right now. I look at my screen time, and I'm like, whoa, I got to start reading a little bit more. But, you know, these are true drills that I did as a kid, as a teenager, as, you know, little things that I found that really helped establish. And I said it in my other video I did about mechanics as your base. And your shoulder, man, is your most important weapon in your arsenal as a pitcher. And, you know, you can talk about so many guys come back from Tommy John. It happens all the time. Guys have Tommy John surgery. They come back. I mean, Michael Kopech's throwing 100 miles an hour again, you know. And that happens. But your shoulder is your lifeline. And if you don't protect it and preserve it and build that base, even as a young kid, then you're going to have arm problems throughout your entire career. And I literally started with soup cans when I was a kid. Then I moved up to 3-pound weights and 5-pound weights as I got older. And I always did those exercises 5 days a week. Even it's 20 minutes out of your day, you know, when you get knocked out of your Fortnite game and you're the first one out. You know, skip over a game and you can rip out three sets like that, and that builds your base. So when they say play ball again and kids are back out there playing, you know what? You're ahead of it a little bit and not trying to play catch up against these other kids who are doing those drills.
Hey, Ryan, I'm wondering if you're among those who are a little bit worried about what baseball player, what pitchers specifically at the pro level might go through once we hopefully resume baseball. Maybe it's not as normal, but some form of the game or another. Do you think that guys are going to have difficulty managing on their own, you know, workloads and stress loads and injuries coming back? You know, we've seen a couple of guys already up until some of the premier surgeons in and around the game kind of stopped doing Tommy John, but we've seen some big name pitchers have to go under the knife already. Are you among those worried that this could be a trend and not just a few guys electing to have these procedures while they've got the time off?
Yeah, I do worry that not necessarily a trend, but I worry that you might see a little bit uptake in injury. And the only reason I say that is because it happens in general when the season shuts down and then guys go and they spend the off season and then they crank it back up, right? We see it all the time in spring training. This guy's out with shoulder fatigue. This guy's got a sore shoulder. This guy's got a sore elbows, sore flexor strain, you know, all these different injuries that pop up because what happens is when you stop throwing and those muscles tighten up, then now you got to crank it back up. And so when you have this long delay, and that's where, hey man, you got to look yourself in the mirror as a professional athlete and as somebody taking care of their career. Am I ready? And be honest with your team, with your coaches, like, hey, I haven't really been throwing much, or yep, I'm totally good to go. And I think that each team has probably got good plans in place for all of these guys on what they can do. And the best thing you can do is just keep your arm moving. Keep it moving and keep throwing. Whether that's, you know, after 9/11 hit, I was stuck in Atlanta when that happened. I went up for an off day. And, you know, it's obviously a lot shorter period of time. But I was fearful. I didn't know how long it was going to go on. I was throwing a tennis ball against a brick wall for 2 days. Then I found a baseball that I got my hands on. And I started throwing that by myself and playing catch because I wasn't sure when we were going to play again. And I think that's the most important thing is, listen, guys, pitchers out there, you're already doing it. You're already supposed to be doing it. You're supposed to be playing games right now. So it's not like you're taxing your arm extra. Just keep it going and keep it moving so that when they do say, all right, now it's safe to go out and we're going to get ready to get the grind back going and get ready to play some baseball again, that you're already ready to go and you're not playing catch up. Because the minute you start trying to play catch up, as we all know, that's when injuries start happening.
The physical stuff, Ryan, is tangible. Like you can do physical exercises. What I'm curious about for an elite professional athlete is the mental aspect of it, is staying in the proper mental shape to do it. We were reading an article several weeks ago when this was first starting about the wives of college basketball coaches who said they just did it when they're at home and all they're qualified to do is coach basketball and recruit kids and they're really not good at anything else. And there was this mental battle that they were going through to find what they were supposed to do with their lives. How does somebody in that position keep their mental state where it needs to be to make sure they're ready to operate at a high level again?
Yeah, and I think that you're hitting the nail on the head. That is the toughest challenge that is going to lie with all of these teams and all of these sports. And I think just everybody in general, encompassing, keeping our mental health where it needs to be, first and foremost. And then you're talking about, like you said, you know, these elite athletes who right now are used to competing in front of 40,000 people, and they're sitting at home or they're playing catch with a brother, and that's all they got. And, you know, this is huge unknown territory. And so I think you just have to find, you know, ways to challenge yourself. You know, if you're a pitcher or a player, dive into the analytics. Take a look at things that you, in your past years and around the league, here's your chance to do homework that, you know, you can really catch up on. And the truth is, it is a mental game. All sports are, but baseball especially, they're all equally talented out there. You know, everybody's got talent. Everybody throws 95 miles an hour. How do I get myself better from a mental standpoint? Reading performance books, listening to audio tapes on you know, positive reinforcements. Like that was a big moment in my career that really helped me, was getting an audio tape that I would listen to before, you know, I'd take a meditation session, where it would just basically be almost like a, you know, lightly playing in the background and some sort of subliminal messaging talking about how great I am. And how good I am, and how I can throw this pitch, and how I know to look at the catcher's glove down and away, and where I'm going to throw it, so that when you are ready to play, you know it really helps, because the mental side is so huge. I think it was Eastern Washington, and I could be wrong on the university, so don't quote me, but there's a basketball coach who took his players, and instead of focusing on them shooting free throws, he took them into a conference room, laid them all down, and played this audio tape over and over about how they were going to make their free throws, how they were going to hit them, how they could look at the shot, imagine your preparation before and hit the shot. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, these guys led, I think it was D3 in free throw percentage. It was some sort of D3 school, and it was amazing. And I think that those are tools that you can do from home right now that you can focus on, because you have to, man. You have to find a way to have some sort of outlet, something to give you a little bit of an advantage.
Talking with Ryan Dempster of the Marquee Network, MLB Network, here on 670 The Score. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Ryan, I wonder, have you taken some time here recently to think about what baseball may have to look like when it comes back? We're losing, you know, obviously a lot of time, and it's kind of unknown when we'll be able to start things back up. And baseball's a sport that needs some time to get guys going, like we're talking about here, to play some games. Are you open to having something other than, you know, what might look like it's just a truncated season when we get back? Or would you rather keep it toward, you know, playing a normal-ish slate of games and then getting into a playoff schedule?
Yeah. I you know, obviously, we're, you know, the unknown is a tough part, right? Because we can speculate over and over.
Totally.
But speculation's also kind of fun. It drums up our imagination. So I just say, take a look at it. If we were just to imagine a 100-game season, if that was to even be possible, I think the ideas of doubleheaders day in and day out are too hard to do, because you're talking about, like you just mentioned, high-performance vehicles that you don't go driving twice a day. But I also think the shortened season provides, if that happens, provides for a ton of excitement, and, you know, could really burst onto the scene in a really, really energizing way when we're going to need it the most. Because what happens every year is we see teams, two or three teams in each league, that come July 15th, they're in it, right? They're right at the trading deadline. Should they or shouldn't they buy? Wow, this team, a low payroll team, we weren't expecting this. And now all of a sudden, you know, they're in this. But then they filter out, or they taper off because they don't quite have the horses in the rotation, or they don't quite have the lineup, or an injury hits them and they don't have the depth. Well, now when you have a shortened season, those teams are all in it, and, you know, the speculation of possibly more playoff teams. I just think whatever happens, it could be in a really exciting time, a different time, and we're dealing with a different time in life right now. So why not a different time in baseball just for this season?
Ryan, last thing I have for you, you know, we were, anytime we're talking about a longtime broadcaster who passes away, it's a reminder of how sportscasters connect with people and what it have this sort of virtual friendship almost. Do you think about that when you look at really still the start of your career as a broadcaster of some kind, and now with this, you know, stepping out into the Marquee Network and really embracing this, do you think about that relationship with the viewer, with the listener, of, you know, where you might be 30 years from now and what it might mean?
Wow. I not until you just mentioned it. You know, I just try to, when I'm talking on the radio or I'm talking or I'm, you know, talking about a ball game or I'm analyzing, I always just try to be very truthful and let fans know what's really going on, or at least what went on in my situations and what I feel like, you know, players are feeling in those moments, as well as, you know, trying to always remember how hard that game is. It's an extremely hard game to play. So I just like really, really focus on those things and, you know, and you know, appreciate the game. I love the game of baseball. As you can tell, just sitting here, I love talking about it and realize how great the game is. And I hope or think that that would be amazing if I'm not fortunate enough to spend that much time in the game of baseball and can provide fans out there some insight or a memory or bring back a memory. You know, somebody was saying that about opening day the other day, and it's a bummer, and people were really down, and I was too, but I also said, man, I don't know, it makes me feel like I was a little bit happy because I started thinking about all of the other opening days and the memories that I had, and that's what keeps us going, right, is the memories of games before inspire us to going to games, to listening to games, to watching games, because those are just more memories of this great game of baseball that we're going to make. And I'm just so lucky and humbled to be a part of it in any way possible.
Well, Ryan, what's coming up for you and the Marquee Network here? I mean, obviously there's some love of baseball to foster here while we wait for it to return. What are the plans?
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm looking forward to calling some games when we get back out there playing and being an analyst and analyzing the games and trying to provide that and hosting off the mound. We're going to be bringing that, actually in short order form digitally, here soon, on the platform, just to be able to sit down and do some interviews with players and talk about those exact things and the memories of great moments and what they love about the game of baseball. Guys, legends that played before, whether that's, you know, a guy like Ryan Sandberg or Kerry Wood or, you know, Gary Matthews Jr., you know, senior or junior, have them both on at the same time, be a father and son that played in the big leagues together, or, you know, a celebrity who, you know, provides entertainment to us in another way and see their passion and their love for the game of baseball. So these are all things that I love. And I'm just, like I said, I'm super fortunate that I can do it. And, you know, I'm not for everybody. I get that, but hopefully I'm for some people that like listening to baseball and I love talking about it.
Ryan, continued good health and appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys too, man. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.